Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Comedian Ayesha May in studio.
Good morning.
What are you yapping about over there?
It was just the book I brought to read in between commercial breaks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just read it now?
Oh, okay. No.
What is it?
It's called The Body Keeps Score. It's about brain, mind, and body and the healing of trauma. It talks about how your body holds trauma, and I'm going to learn about it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I like reading smart books.
What trauma is your body holding?
A lot.
From when?
My past, your childhood. You hold a lot of childhood trauma, which is also kind of why how you act the way you are today.
But is it real trauma, or is it like perceived trauma?
We'll find out as I read the book. I think it's real trauma a lot, yeah.
Okay.
The beginning
talks
a lot.
Would you have a bad time when you were young?
Oh, everyone has a lot of trauma, childhood and growing up. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't need to get into it on the radio because we got dumbass news. I was like, let's move on from my trauma.
Well, it's all you talked about for the last 4 minutes.
So. It was a break. Hi. Sorry.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
I missed you guys.
Happy New Year.
I did. I really did miss you guys, actually. It felt weird.
We missed you, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, you've become... one of our favorite things on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Take that, trauma.
I didn't realize you had all...
How about that?
Hi, Phil. I missed Phil, too.
Oh, even me.
Yeah.
Wow, you really missed us.
I did. I missed you guys so much. And Ruth, too. I missed you guys.
I'm going to get to this stolen driveway in a second.
Okay.
But, like, I'm more interested in this trauma. Like,
no, I don't want to talk about it.
No, what happened?
Not a lot.
Make you read a book.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's guys. Let's.
But you're young. You're young to be focused on this stuff. Usually, you don't start reliving. You know, like blaming your childhood until you're like 40
or in prison.
I'm doing it now ahead of time so that I can raise my kids well. Not that you didn't raise your kids well.
Right.
No. I'm not. I didn't take it that way at all.
Or just be yourself. Give them the book. Here, you'll need this later.
You'll need this as you grow up.
Were your parents together?
Yeah, my parents were. No, they're together. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Were they drinking? Were they?
And how do you feel about that?
No, I don't. I want to hear about the driveway, guys.
I'm more interested in the trauma. AJ, did you have any trauma when you were a kid? You seem like you
were
fine.
I need to start coughing. So
believe me, I got picked on. I got beat up. I got all kinds of crap going on. But I just moved on.
I guess that's trauma.
I just moved on.
Okay.
Is there anyone on the planet who feels like they had the perfect life?
Right, one of the rich kids in the neighborhood.
No.
Right, so that's what I mean. Like, is it real trauma or is it perceived trauma?
It's called growing
up. Is it like there was difficulties?
Right.
Like, being human is hard.
Yes. Yeah.
This would be a t-shirt.
It probably
is.
Hey, animals don't look around and say, you know, yesterday, that dog over there did, like,
remember that time we tried to cross that road, the car almost hit us? Yeah.
You know why? Because they're living in the moment.
They are.
The dogs are not like, hey, you know, that party tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I got some anxiety about that.
Yeah, not for nothing, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to go sniffing too many butts tonight.
Dogs
I don't
want to
sniff too many butts tonight.
When I was a kid, like, I don't know. Right. Those dogs licked me in places I'm not sure about.
You know, I got yelled at the other day. I was humping the wrong person's leg. You know, I hate when it happens. You know,
left out in the cold.
Right.
You know,
this is a funny bit. I'm writing this down.
You know, nothing, but I had to poop so bad I couldn't even wag my tail.
All right.
By the time you got home.
Oh my God.
You ever watch ducks on a pond have a confrontation?
Oh, it's the best.
They have a confrontation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wings up.
Oh, yeah.
But then what happens? They swim
they
in their
on.
Own direction.
They do.
But then they'll flap their wings and they're blowing out that negative energy.
Right.
And then they're done. They're back to being the most peaceful thing.
And you get the little tail waggle. You just get the...
I thought that was interpretive dance.
No, but they're able to just blow it out.
They are.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's gone.
Right, and you see a bubble
behind. It's gone. It's gone. They don't hold it for days. So they don't see that duck 3 days later. Like, hey!
So we should...
You're that duck!
Right. I'm going to slap your bill. Right. So we should live like a duck.
I remember you, Mr. Mallard.
No, but we all went through school. We all had to try to get through that.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's all like, ah, who's wearing this? What clique is over here?
That was the worst.
Oh, you're the fancy people.
You can't sit at this table. Shut up.
You ever just like in your kitchen, like
remember that? You're like in your tray, and you're
or you
like,
can't sit at a certain spot in the bus.
Yes. Right, yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that trauma or is that just life?
That's called selection.
Well, it sounds like it's no different to the human body, according to Ayesha's book.
That's
right. Is that trauma?
Real or imagined? The body holds on to it.
I think. Well, yes, but I also think something that could be traumatic to me could be not traumatic to you. So something where I got rejected, say in elementary school, I got rejected for something that could affect me much more. And I hold on to that more in my body than maybe you did. And that's understanding that.
Oh, yeah. No. When they pick teams for school.
Always last.
And you got stuck on the Skins.
Is that trauma?
Yes, it is.
That's trauma.
That can be trauma, yes.
When you look like a human chicken wing at the time.
He's releasing it right now.
Yep. I'm going to flap my arms.
There it is. There it is.
Go flap your arms. Come on.
I'm going to flap my arms. And now
shake your head. Shake it off.
I'm shaking off.
And now his trauma is released. So
your trauma has been released.
I had a seizure. I'm
all right, we'll get to the driveway later. Funny, I asked young Chaz, does anyone even go to the movies anymore?
Right.
He went for Barbenheimer.
Uh-huh. But, so he did both in the one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah. That was
that's
summer.
That's a one movie, you know, that's a two movie event, one week.
Yeah.
What are the most anticipated movies and movie villains of 2024?
What?
All remakes, reboots, or prequels.
Really?
Don't forget,
or sequels.
The two strikes, too, so I feel like that has affected the timeline of releases.
This is true.
But just like people like to work from home, I think home theaters are so awesome now.
Yeah.
Sit there.
Always perfect seat.
With your pet.
Yeah. Yep.
You got a bathroom. Yep.
Drink.
Yeah.
Not deal with morons.
Exactly right. What are you looking at me for?
Well, you can get movies streaming like a couple weeks after they got released. Like the new Hunger Games movie. I can rent it on my TV now.
How is that?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very entertaining.
All right. 2024's most anticipated wide release films. Number one, Deadpool 3.
Wow.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I love 1 and 2.
Yeah. I'm guessing still Ryan Reynolds.
What's that?
I'm guessing still Ryan Reynolds is the lead.
No, he's Brian now.
Could be another actor, wise ass.
I laugh.
See, this is why no one likes you.
Yes, he's still Ryan Reynolds.
Brian Reynolds.
All right, Beetlejuice 2.
What? Wait,
no,
really?
Don't
no,
do it.
No, no.
It's like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You got it.
One and done.
You got it.
Yep. Yes.
Leave it alone.
Yes. Right?
But, you know, can you imagine being in the executive office or sitting around that long table and someone comes in and says, you know, that movie made $1 zillion.
Yeah.
Right.
We can make it, if we make half of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think we should. It's an artistic piece, and we should leave it alone.
Shut up!
All of a sudden, why is my stapler in this box? And why am I being escorted out of the building?
Building security.
It's like this guy doesn't realize we're here to make money,
right.
Not art.
Right.
Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Oh. The trailer was pretty good.
I mean, to be honest with you, I think the Ghostbusters thing is done.
Well, it's not for us.
No.
It's not for us anymore. It's a different audience.
It's like Stranger Things
it's
now.
It's the Stranger Thing audience.
But they mix in our Ghostbusters to make us go too.
They do, and it never feels right.
Yes.
It never feels like they get it. They did a long, like, 3-minute scene in the most recent remake, and I'm like...
Harold Ramis?
Yeah, and I'm like...
It's too long.
I like seeing his face there, but it is uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, just make a new movie.
Well, I think you got to have the ambulance.
Yeah. Ecto-1's got to
have Ecto-1.
That's already there.
Yeah. Yep.
That's already... And they're bringing most of the same cast from that remake into this new one. So,
right.
Like, it's all the same kids. So, like, okay, they've established, like a base cast. So you can just move forward now with a brand new storyline.
Well, what it allows you to do is you could go with your kids or your grandkids and say, this has been a family tradition.
Right.
So Ghostbusters 3, I'll probably watch it. But, you know, all these are streaming movies to me. I haven't read one yet that's going to get me to go to the theater.
Yeah.
Dune Part 2.
No.
See, I liked the first one.
Yeah. It's too long.
Yeah, no.
No, I liked it.
The first one, you mean the first one or the remake?
No, this one. This version. So what they finally have done, because the book is like 9,000 pages long.
Yes, it is.
They have tried a couple of times now to make this story on the screen, and every time they condense it to the point that they lose characters that people who read the books love. This time around, they're like, we're not going to put this all into one movie. We're going to do as much as we need to get the story out there on the screen the way that we want. I thought they did great with the first part, but they sort of left off in the middle. So this is going to be part two, and I don't know if it ends here or not. But
well, George Lucas had it right.
Yeah.
It's like, I got too many movies here. I'm going to break it up into pieces.
It's over when it feels over. Like,
Started on chapter four.
Yeah. Right. This is the most fleshed out part of the story, so we'll start here.
What the hell was that? Because, Star Wars brought the when Star Wars came out and got popular, people were like, hey, start dusting off stuff. Look for space stuff.
Right.
they found this thing. They did a horrible job of it back then. But there was another movie that they did where these guys, so stupid, but it was so good, where they were like fighting bugs. It was a space movie where they were fighting bugs.
Yeah. Because Blur did the
Neil
soundtrack.
Patrick Harris, '90s movie.
Yeah, someone help me out here.
Starship Troopers.
Yes,
that was it. Yep.
Neil Patrick Harris is in that.
Yeah. There we go.
That is funny as hell.
Is it really?
Yes.
I like that one.
I mean, it's not billed as a comedy.
So it's funny by accident.
Yeah, and it's not horrible.
Denise Richards is one of your lead roles, there's going to be some unintentional comedy in the acting.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
She was great to look at. That's the only reason why she's in the movie.
Right. No, she looks amazing.
She looks amazing. Her role that made me laugh the most was when she was a nuclear physicist in a James Bond movie.
Yeah, like, that was bad.
Seriously? Seriously.
That was no good.
Right. Couldn't get any. There's no one else on the planet.
Yeah, that was James Bond. Are you kidding me? Yes.
Someone from the Busey family is a lead in that movie, Starship Troopers. So.
Oh, yeah. Who's in that movie?
His son, Jake Busey.
Oh, is it like his dad? God. Nuts?
Yeah, he has the crazy Busey teeth. Yep. Like, when he smiles, you're like, oh, that's a Busey.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Is, teeth. Is it against their religion to go to the dentist?
Well, the teeth are so friggin' big.
It is. It feels like it takes up half the screen.
Oh, so what do you mean? Like they walk around and like they get their teeth caught on stuff, or
their teeth are so huge? You're afraid. You're just afraid.
Starship Trooper.
Yeah.
1997.
Yeah, because Blur did this song for the soundtrack. Woohoo! That one.
Oh, I like that song.
Yep. Remember from the commercials.
In every age, there is a cause worth fighting for.
Kind of looks like it could be a Star Wars movie. You see the ships flying around the planet.
Right.
Troops marching on desert-like planets.
Yes.
I'm going to watch this when I get home later.
Giant bugs. From the director of RoboCop and Total Recall.
Great movies.
And Showgirls.
Now the youth of tomorrow must travel across the stars to defend our world.
We are a generation commanded by fate to defend humankind.
Everyone fights, no one quits.
We are going in with first wave. You smash the entire area.
I like that even in space, like, they, you know, when they, like, when they find the most hillbilly guy to be like, yeah, we're going to shoot up them bugs now. That's right. We're going to get them some bitches. We're going to shoot them good.
Right.
Like, listen to me, you get those trigger fingers ready or I'm not your uncle.
And usually he's the first one
to go. Those bugs don't have, they don't know what they got coming to them.
He's always the one at the end goes, ah.
But you, when you see that person, you know, like, start the timer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, when do they die?
Yeah. Schedule of events is breakfast, get dressed, kill some space bugs.
T-minus 5 minutes and counting.
Oh, I want to see that movie again. It's so freaking hysterical.
I think it came out like a year or two after Independence Day, and they're like, oh, that made like $500 million.
Right.
Like, we can definitely just keep this rolling.
Right.
We can make that too.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, can you look up how much that made?
What, Starship Troopers?
Starship Troopers.
Yeah. Let's see.
I loved it. I still do now. Just watching this trailer, I'm like, this will be fun to watch
again. You're jazzed again, yeah.
They have like a whole 5-minute scene in the movie where it's like a fake, like one of those movies you'd see in a classroom. And they have, like, here's how you kill the bugs. And they just shoot it with a gun over and over again.
Huh.
The budget was $105 million.
That's a lot for 1997.
Wait, how much did it make?
$14 million.
Worldwide, it made $121 million.
That's a bomb.
Yeah.
It made money, but not much.
That's a bomb.
Yeah, that's no Starship. Well, now there is one coming to it.
Wow. This is this looks like the big final battle scene.
Commander Tester, we need retrieval now.
Someone made a damn mistake.
No!
Get me Raid.
Get me Raid.
Two quotes from the battle scene. We made a mistake.
Right.
And no!
I may have to watch that now.
I'm going to watch it today. I've never seen it.
You'll love it because it's silly.
Right.
You know?
My wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I want to see what it was up against in the box office.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It was released late in the year. It came out November 7th, which is like Oscars time.
Yeah. Oh, and this is Christmas movie. See, like, stay away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
why?
Death.
They missed it by a month. If you put that out in October, it does so much better.
Or January.
Yeah. Random.
October and better.
Halloween.
October,
spooky.
Like Halloween?
Because, it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. October 7th.
Or like a summer.
It's like monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mistake.
Yeah. Or summertime bugs.
Yeah. Like she said, we made a mistake.
Right.
No!
Wow.
All right, so.
You're like, back to the list.
Back to this list.
There's that.
2024's most anticipated wide release films. We told you Deadpool 3, Beetlejuice 2, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
And also 1997 Starship Troopers.
Dune Part 2, Venom 3.
Wow, nothing new. Like, no, like.
Nothing new.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Not one original idea.
I'm waiting for, like, what?
Have you seen the trailer yet for Beverly Hills Cop 3?
What?
Amazing.
Another
one? It looks amazing. Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah, and everybody's back. Even Taggart looks old as F, but he's back. Him and the other guy, Judge Reinhold. I can't think of his character.
Yeah.
But there they are in the car again, and he's in the back seat talking to them. It's like Paul Reiser's in it. Like, everybody's still in it, except for the one captain. That guy passed away. Mm. But everybody's back in it.
Wow.
Yep. Even, what's his name? Akmal Foley, Serge. Remember the guy, you know, get the F out of here. No, I saw it myself. That guy, the art gallery guy. He's back.
You act like I have this movie memorized.
He's back.
No, it's a great scene. No, I cannot, because it's real. You know, he's talking about the artwork.
That is no sex. It's like a dog.
What is this,
$10
million? Yes. Get the F out of here. I cannot.
I saw it myself. Yeah.
Wasn't that the guy
from
Brinshaw Pinshaw or something?
Yeah, Brendan Pinshaw.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. But he's back.
Wow.
Yeah. Looks really good. They saw the trailer.
That's another streamer,
Facebook.
Though. You know, it's not something you go out and like, all right, let's make a night of it.
If it hit the theaters, I would definitely go see it in the theaters. Because lots of action.
Well, it is going to hit the theaters.
Well, I think right now it's just streaming, from what I understand.
Can we look this up?
Okay.
By the way, you'll be surprised, AJ. It is not on the list.
Really?
Most anticipated wide release films.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Of 2024.
I'm surprised.
Venom 3, Despicable Me 4.
Seriously?
I can't believe they're still making those.
Is that the one with the Twinkie people?
Yeah. If the kids are going.
Kids love them.
Kids love them.
They love the little tee-tee-tee-tee.
Ton of money.
They look like Twinkies.
It's toys. It's
shirts. Merchandising. Yeah. Merchandising.
It's bedding.
Yes.
It's lamps.
Build-A-Bear. It's everything.
Oh, that's a multi-billion-dollar business.
Damn, man.
As of now, Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. does not have an official release date. The teaser poster for the film says summer 2024, but who knows?
Okay.
Inside Out 2.
Oh, I missed one.
What was one?
Pixar movie.
It's about feelings.
Yeah.
It's actually cute. I did like it.
But the
trauma?
Lewis Black is in it. He makes a ton of money.
It's about a shirt I wore once.
Bill Hader.
There is no trauma.
Why Mindy Kaling.
It's about a girl who walked around with a book about trauma.
Kind of.
Wait, what do you mean kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
Why? What happened?
She's like, the main character kind of is a girl, and the whole movie takes place inside her head. And like the different emotions that are coming through as she's like moving.
Oh, so it's a horror movie.
Actually, yeah.
Her best friend's like been left behind and like she can't play hockey because she was in Minnesota. Now she's in California and there's no hockey.
Wow.
Yeah. Ayesha!
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 Did you just hear a moment
trauma.
Ago?
Trauma?
She should buy a
trauma.
Book.
Trauma?
She should buy a book.
Ayesha and her dog named Trauma.
Trauma?
Just kidding.
I should get a dog trauma. Named Trauma.
Come here, Trauma.
Trauma.
Come here, Trauma.
Trauma on a tree.
Good boy.
What happened? I'm looking for Trauma. That's every day.
No, the bed is no place for Trauma.
Right? Get Trauma off the bed.
Number 8, Lord of the Rings.
Ugh, stop with
Wait,
that.
Wait, what?
The War of whatever.
Stop.
I do
with
like Lord of the
Rings.
Rings. I do.
That means all the nerds we'll come see. Back out again.
Yeah. Mm.
I remember seeing the first one. I'm like, I was blown away.
I
like,
saw
I
the
can't
one with the
really
big bug
believe
in it.
I'm seeing this. This is amazing.
I saw Return of the King. It had a big spider in it.
I saw the second one. I thought the same thing. I'm like, wow, this is really, this is art.
Yeah.
Good heavens. It's a cinematic experience.
And then 3 came out. I'm like, hey, good.
Book.
How many more hours? So like, I kind of get it.
It's
you
know?
Have you ever watched the extended versions too?
Aren't they all?
No.
They go longer?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's like they're like 4 hours long or something.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Really?
I can't commit that
have all
4 hours of my day for that. No.
AJ, you know why they keep making these movies, though? You kind of said it.
You said
Nerds.
It.
Nerds go to the theater.
Yep.
They go see movies.
Yep. They leave their parents' basement.
Yeah.
Not only do they go.
Yeah.
But they get fixated on it. And they need to know everything about it.
Yep.
So they can have conversations and you know,
in
trivia.
Houses, yep.
They're nerd friends.
Yep. Next thing you know, Starbucks is loaded them.
Right. They'll go see that movie 6-7 times.
Yeah.
I put my laptop.
One small band of nerds will put that movie over the top.
I use my allowance.
Lord of the Rings, we did. Number 9, Gladiator 2.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Gladiator 2.
Oh.
Russell Crowe's not in it, right?
It's the same director, I think.
I can't see Russell Crowe being Gladiator now.
No, not now. Dwayne Wayden, a pastor at Elevated Life International in High Point, North Carolina, has been charged with assault after allegedly attacking employees at a McDonald's.
Wow. McRage.
Let's start with the local TV news story.
The incident happened here at the McDonald's where Dwayne Wayden was arrested and charged with assault last Thursday. Witnesses said that Wayden is the husband of a manager in training who worked here, who had called him and told her that she needed assistance because her employees were disrespecting her.
Police arrested Dwayne Wayden and charged him with assault after witnesses say he allegedly approached the victim in the fry area of McDonald's, choked the victim, attempted to push him into the fryer, and punched him.
No.
May the power of Christ compel you.
I literally was thinking it was like the baptizing. Right. Dunk them in.
Right. You want to flame the hell? You go for the trans oil. Trans fat oil.
Man, I need to know more.
Yeah.
So wow. So it seems like the wife called her husband frustrated with her coworkers.
Right, he went down there and put the power of God, the fear of God into them.
Really fear them up with some God, right?
Right. You will fry.
Well, the manager in training.
Yeah.
I said put the fear going? Into him, not him into the fry.
Right.
Is there more to that report?
There's a second clip, the 911 calls.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This woman's husband came up here because she's a worker, and his husband came through the door, and he started fighting the people.
I just got assaulted. I was hitting my face several times, and I have asthma, so I'm having an asthma attack.
When you say assaulted, you mean like he assaulted you?
Yes,
or
he did.
Or assaulted. Big,
right. You took the salt from the fries?
Only after the fryer, though.
Right.
My last name is Fry. I was assaulted.
That thing, how much salt do you think they go through in a day?
Oh,
that giant
yes.
With a man-sized handle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the salt. It's just watching my arm goes numb.
Getting hungry, though.
It's funny when you're standing there and you're waiting for your food, and then you see them, they salt it, and then they do the little scoop and they kind of like mix it.
Yep.
They'll walk away. Nothing's happened. They come back.
Do it again.
Salt it again.
Yep. Yes. Double salt.
It's like, did the salt just disappear?
Yep.
No.
And yet somehow you get that one fry that has no salt on it. I hate that. I want the salt, damn it. I know this is what it is. No one goes works out and goes, I'm going to McDonald's afterwards.
That guy's going to like go home. Animals are going to be following him because of his smell.
That was it.
That was it. That was the end of the 911 call.
I know.
He had asthma too. Poor man.
I got asthma.
She started with very unhelpful information. Did you notice that? This woman works here. Her husband's here. People are being hit. It's like, oh, okay.
You don't know what her name is?
That was out of order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start with people are being hit.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems like that McDonald's must be struggling if that's the manager in training there and she has to call her husband out.
Well, she's already lost the team. Yeah. The management position is out of question.
You
can't control them now.
Right. She didn't even know how to get them in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deep fried employee.
Like, all right, I'm going to have my husband, the pastor, come down. Oh, what's he going to do? Pray for me?
Yeah. Give something to pray about.
Oh, what's your pastor husband going to do?
Right.
Going to turn you into Al Pastor. Yeah, that's what it is.
He's going to give me a cracker and kiss me on the forehead.
It's more like a pusher.
He's going to make me drink wine.
Right. Don't call it a cracker.
Is he going to turn me into a cracker?
Right. Hi-ho.
Oh my god.
He was burnt, now he's crispy.
And he comes down, he's like a former MMA fighter who's now a pastor.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Starts pushing people into the fryer. Jesus.
Wow.
That's what the guy was saying.
What they said, yes. Jesus! Help me,
I
Jesus.
Said don't do that!
Help me, Jesus.
Oh my god.
My face in the fryer, help me, Jesus.
And then there's someone just at the drive-thru, like waiting for their food.
Seriously. Right. These fries taste like
that's
face.
That's right. They just hear all this commotion. Right. It's like, wow, it's been a long time here in line. Right.
Oh, some fan.
Hello.
Maybe they're finally fixing the ice cream machine. Right.
There we go.
The funniest thing is if you're sitting at the speaker and you could hear what's going on in the restaurant.
Right. Right. You're just like, right.
You've reached your fries for an earring.
What the hell is this? You hope it's an earring, not a nose ring.
Oh, my goodness.
Or lower.
Had to be in Florida, right? No.
Where was it?
Where did it happen?
It doesn't say.
Huh. Dun, dun, dun. That's all right.
That would be my guess.
Me making assumptions, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on brand.
It's this segment, so.
But it would be funny if she said, you better not do that. I'm going to have my husband. Oh, the pastor?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Yeah,
oh,
pastor.
It's like, oh, yeah. Well, then he gets on the phone.
Right.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to come down there.
Maybe he had a Mike Tyson voice.
Right, right.
And they really didn't believe him.
You folks, this is my wife.
I always thought about that with Mike Tyson, like if he called a garage and said, hey, man, my car's going to die. Right. I'm going to come down there and I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah, kick your
ass. Yeah, okay, pal.
Kick your ass. Get this place with me.
I'll get to your car when I get to your car. Friggin' Mike Tyson walks in.
Mike Tyson.
He was a human anvil.
All right, Ayesha, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Ayesha. Have the best time ever.
All right, filthy
dress
comedy.
Up next time, will you?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I will not slum it up next time, I promise.
Sean in West Hartford, you're up first.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so here's the question. What was the first video game to be played from space?
From space?
Wow, space would be...
In space,
Space
yes.
Invaders?
Space Invaders would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be...
Asteroids would be another one.
My dad
had
those.
Better be good at that.
90s.
Donkey Kong.
Right.
Mario 3.
Right. Super Mario Brothers? No.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
No, it was Tetris.
Tetris, damn it.
Tetris.
Tetris.
And you know, if you're an astronaut, you better be good at that.
Yeah.
All those shapes, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, very good. Congratulations.
Beautiful.
You're in the running.
All right.
Oh, man, Tetris.
Yeah, I never played that one.
Now?
Now. Like, so I was always into, like, either racing or shooting games, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you play Asteroids?
Asteroids, yes. I loved Asteroids. I was actually
great.
Good at that.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders, I played that, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I got the screen 11.
Nice.
Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a high number, but getting past four is almost impossible.
Yeah, yeah. And you're putting quarters in. This is
a lot of quarters.
I paid for that machine.
I was good at pinball. I used to turn the machine over a couple times.
Pinball, back when you could turn them over.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem?
Heard of it, never played it.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to get a good first shooter video game to play at the house.
Right.
Because I missed the woods where I could really shoot.
Right.
So I want a first shooter video game.
Nice.
Something where I feel like I'm really doing this.
Right.
All right, Phil in Wallingford.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi. Hey.
On the TV series Wings, what were the two airline names at Tom Nevers Field Airport?
That was used yesterday.
Ah. You want another one?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I thought he was being funny.
I thought he was, too. I can't remember
the site. So you're on the same site.
Yeah. Aeromass and Sandpiper Air were the two airlines.
We should have just answered it. Why wouldn't we just?
I don't know. It was stupid.
All right. We got you.
Yes.
Ken in Oxford.
Ken Oxford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
In 1996, the first cloned mammal was a sheep.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Dolly.
You got it, man.
Thank you.
Wow. All right.
Would have been better if it was a llama.
Right. Dalai Lama. Ah.
Chris and Antonio.
Bye, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So founded in the 1990s as American Institute of Philanthropy, but since rebranded.
Anthony in Bridgeport.
I can tell you're reading.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so which Disney animated character was originally modeled after Michael J. Fox and later changed to resemble Tom Cruise?
Run that by me again?
Yeah.
Which Disney animated character was originally modeled after Michael J. Fox, but later changed to resemble Tom Cruise?
From the 90s.
Aladdin, maybe?
Ooh, Aladdin. Oh, you got
me. Nice.
No.
Okay. Nice.
Very nice. Look at you. Nice. Very nice.
Look at you.
Gary in Wallingford.
Hey, on the O.J. Simpson murder case television series that ran for a while there, who was the
like it was a television show from the 90s.
It was a soap opera, yeah.
Well, they did make a show out of it. Is that what you're talking about?
Who was the prosecutor? Yeah, no, it wasn't a show. The real deal. Who was the prosecutor that had the freaky hair?
Well, there was Marsha. Mm-hmm. There was
Marsha Clark.
It was Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark, yeah.
Nice.
It's ingrained. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Then there was the other guy.
Oh, yeah. Darden?
Darden. Christopher Darden.
Yes.
Keith in Canton.
Yes. So I got a couple that I'm kind of confused, but we're going to go with what was the name of the Pentagon employee who secretly recorded Monica Lewinsky's telephone conversation when she talked about her affair with Bill Clinton?
Linda Tripp.
Yeah, Tripp.
It was Linda Tripp. Yep.
What a trip.
Okay.
I felt so bad for her.
Yeah. Oopsies. Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
It was brutal for her. Can you imagine?
You know, it's funny. There's a meme out there. It shows a picture of Bill Clinton smiling at his desk. And it says, most folks don't realize there are actually two folks in this photo.
Terrace in Milford.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Hey. Good.
Good, good, good. So, which show did the Friends sitcom rip off?
Seinfeld?
So which came? Nope.
Okay.
Wait, which show?
I hope I understand this question.
Rip off.
Yes.
So you're saying Friends is a rip off of another show?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how is it not Seinfeld, where it's a group of friends in New York City?
And it's just every day.
And that are that typically go to, they're either in a coffee shop or their apartment.
Yeah.
It was Living Single with Queen Latifah. They ripped it off of that one.
Oh, Living Single, remember that, yeah. I remember Living Single, yeah.
Okay.
I can see that. Yep. I can see that, yep. The guys living in
But, you know, the idea came from the success of Seinfeld. They were like, give me another Seinfeld.
Right.
No, actually,
technically,
no.
I'm right.
What, was there a lawsuit or something?
I know you want to be right, but the script and everything else.
No, I want to be wrong. That's what I really, my goal this morning was to wake up and be wrong.
Okay, but you're not.
I'm putting you in because I love you.
Yeah, no, you're in. You're in. Don't worry.
You're in.
You're in. You're in.
You're in.
Yeah.
No problem, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Annetta in North Haven.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Nah, it's the third. You can't do it anymore.
I take it back then. All right. Well, don't be happy. Macaulay Culkin was paid $1 million, the first child star to ever do so, for what film in the 90s?
My Girl.
Oh, how do you know that? That's a rom-com.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
She's going to go poop on a car now.
Yep. Or steal some corn.
I just picture Annetta's head on a giant bird.
So grab a field mouse.
Derek?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Okay. What year was Sinead O'Connor banned for life from Saturday Night Live?
I don't do good with years.
She ripped up the picture.
Everyone remembers the moment.
No, who the real enemy is.
Fight the real enemy.
Fight the real enemy, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
It's very early, 90 or 91.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go 90?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can see it being 91.
91, so 91.
What's your final answer? Oh, and Chaz, you are right. They did rip off the show you said.
Friends, yeah. So,
yeah, you're right, Chaz, for a change.
For a change.
What's your final year?
What do we like, 91? Seems like everyone likes 91.
I don't know. Should we say 93 instead? I don't know.
I got to get these tickets.
Right.
AJ,
you say 93?
Pick
one. Damn it. Dumb. 93.
Mm. Final answer?
Yes.
Wrong.
What was it?
Wrong. 92.
92. Okay. So that was right. Good.
All right.
Good. I won't get my ass beat later.
Oh, you will, but it won't be for that.
Oh, come on.
Ed in East Haven.
Hey, Tamagotchi is a combination of two Japanese words. What do they mean?
Oh, Tamagotchi. Yeah,
What does this have to do with 90s pop culture?
That was a toy in the 90s.
It was.
Tamagotchi.
Oh.
Yeah. Tamagotchi.
Pet has to be one of them.
Yeah, that was a Tamagotchi.
Pet egg?
Tamagotchi.
I'm just glad you're not beating your head right now.
I read this yesterday. I'm trying to remember what the hell it was now.
What did you picture when you read it? Did you picture a dog? Did you picture an egg?
Yeah, a pet? Right. Tamagotchi, damn it. Egg was one. Egg. Friend. Egg friend.
Wow, EJ, you thought for a minute.
Wait, what did you say?
Egg friend.
You thought for a minute?
I did.
You thought hard for that one.
I used my head simply.
You should smell the burnt toast in the studio right
now. Like a pope.
There's a circuit melted in that brain of his.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Chris on the road.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Thank you.
All right. In 1995, who won a Grammy for Best Reggae Album? And I only ask because it goes along with your show.
95, Best Reggae Album.
95.
So it can't be the obvious. I'm thinking it's going to be somebody like Sting or something like that.
Milli Vanilli?
Right. Right.
Best.
Right. Remember they had that? No, that was an 80s thing. So I'm like, 90s. 90s, 90s, 90s. 95. Reggae.
Reggae.
Oh, what was that guy? Tomorrow People. No. That was Ziggy Marley. No. That'd be obvious. Anybody want to help here?
Because I got high? That's not reggae?
No.
Afro Man?
I have no idea. I'm not thinking Ziggy Marley. I don't know why, but
no.
Yeah.
Would they consider Sublime? I don't know.
No, Sublime's more like a punk rock.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
All right, we give up.
It's your boy Shaggy.
Our boy.
95, that he was that early?
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
And how about Scooby?
That's why I asked the question, because you got guys singing like Shaggy at the toy drive.
Toy drive.
Didn't mean we memorized it.
Thank you, Chris.
Good job.
You're in the running.
Good job.
You too. Paul, you're the last one.
morning. How we doing?
Good, thanks.
Got it right.
Boom. In 1997, which astronaut became the first American to vote in space?
97, first astronaut vote in space.
Is this pop culture or nerd culture?
State law that enabled them to do so.
I don't think I can name an astronaut right. in 1997.
Was it Buzz Lightyear?
No, close.
Buzz Aldrin? I mean, not.
No. He wasn't. He was way too old for space back then.
Is it close?
Was he even live still? I can't think of any.
Please send me that soundbite.
I can't think of any like astronauts.
AJ's computer computing. All right, we give up.
No,
we're good.
No idea.
We're good.
All right, David Wolf.
Yeah, would have never got that one.
We just rolled off my tongue. Yep.
How was that close to Buzz Lightyear?
Well, I mean, you know, both astronauts.
Both had helmets.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.